Basically, you have to stay neutral when you use a mirror. A lot of times people think mirrors are this innocuous thing you can use and there's not really a big deal in using it. But depending on what you mirror and how you mirror, because you're female, essentially, it can come across as assertive. It can cause a defensive reaction. It can cause somebody that you're talking to feel second guessed. And you know, I'm not saying it, but I'm specifically saying when you're dealing with a man on the other side of the table and you mirroring should not be taken as being second guessed. But if you're using the wrong tone of voice, it can come across as you're questioning their thought or why they're thinking this or where they're thinking that with a more judgmental type of notion when that's really not what it's about. So you have to take big, efforts to keep your voice as neutral as possible. Now, when you're trying to ask a question with a mirror, because it's a really good way to do it, just like putting that upward inflection on a label is a question without a question word, a mirror is the same thing. So, with your tone and inflection, stay curious, use that upward inflection, and it will help drive that reaction that you want from them. Okay. You don't want them to get defensive, you don't want them to feel second guessed. You want them to feel neutral about what you say, and as if you're kind of just guiding the conversation. Sometimes women get a bad rap for being assertive because they'll use a mirror in an assertive fashion, or they're naturally assertive person like I am. I'm a big assertive, so sometimes when I say things, it comes across as bitchy. I'm not gonna lie. I have been told before that I can be bitchy, and for me, it's just a matter of having to stay in my seat and think about what I'm doing and think about my tone of voice to make sure that when I respond to the other side of the table, that my tone of voice does not come across wrong.